This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today I'm with Irfan Abubaid, who's with HGC Global Communications. Irfan, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Doug, for inviting me.
Well, we're going to be talking about a topic I think that touches every reader one way or the other, some maybe more than others. We're going to be talking about mobile intelligence and creating a better and more secure digital experience. But first, what is HGC Global Communications?
Well, Doug, HGC Global Communications is an international carrier. We are probably within the top 30 international carrier. We were a traditional carrier, so we were carrying international voice across the world, international data, and also a bit of international corporate business. And in June 2017, we ventured into a new area, which is A2P messaging. So I head up HGC's messaging and digital services. Initially started off as a messaging business, which is business messaging business. And now we are quite excited to venture into a mobile intelligence, or as some may call it, mobile identity. So HGC in itself is an international carrier with a good pedigree among international mobile operators and also enterprise. And I think it's a natural evolution for us to get into digital space as well.
So talk to me a little bit about the digital transformation and how it's changed our world, and especially how it's changed over the last few months.
Well, digital transformation, has been gathering pace over the last decade, powered by the internet, mobile devices, and the cloud. And of course, the recent pandemic has pushed the pace of transformation, and the stay-at-home orders have forced business and consumers alike to digitalize exchanges that would once have been considered impossible. Today, everything and from everyone is working remote, including traders trading at home and not the bank's trading floor, to patients and doctors having remote first sessions, to school children being taught on Teams or Zoom. The resilience and flexibility of the networks, devices, and the services has really been incredible, to say the least. Having said that, fraud and crime has also come into play massively. And today, cyber or digital crime is at an all-time high. This threatens not only our banks or our personal data or our mental health being, but well-being. It is also a threat to digital transformation itself. Organizations and governments are working hard to fight back, and it's a fight on all fronts, I must say. And at HGC, we believe that we have a role to play to create better and a more secure digital experience across the world. In fact, many of our clients, as I told you before, are relying on us to send SMS, namely OTPs or one-time passwords, to authenticate a user before giving them access to services. However, as fraudsters are upping their game, we need to do so as well. From our perspective, MNOs or mobile network operators have vast amount of data attached to every mobile number that can be used to enhance almost any authentication process in a very seamless but also secure way. And we believe this data will allow service providers to better authenticate users without having to introduce more steps, more friction in a user's journey.
So do you have an example of the kinds of data that you're referring to and how it can be used?
Sure. So let's take what we call mobile account takeover. It's a complicated way to say that a fraudster hijacks your mobile number with the intention of getting hold of that first SMS OTP when the bank triggers the second factor authentication. I'm sure you would have done a mobile banking transaction. That OTP is the final hurdle to get through for a fraudster, and after they get it, they can use this to authorize the transfer of funds, basically, fraudulently. Typically, fraudsters use confidence tricks to convince the mobile operator's call center staff to transfer the number to a SIM card they control. But now, or the mobile operator will have a time and date stamp of when the SIM card is paired with a mobile number. This is existing data with a mobile operator. And Higgies is working with mobile operators to expose and deliver this timestamp to service providers such as banks. This data then enables the bank to use the right information in their process to assess the likelihood that their clients may be a victim of fraud and respond accordingly. There is a difference, for example, in the fact that the last SIM was changed 2 years ago or 2 hours ago when the users are making an unusual transaction. And this comes from the mobile operator's data that a mobile operator holds, and then banks, financial institutions can use this data to better protect the users or their customers. Let me think of another example. Let's take roaming, for example. Say you are in Spain, and you are making a transaction. And the bank could see that you're roaming in Spain and you're making a transaction in Spain. So that is legitimate. However, the bank has a transaction in Italy. However, your mobile operator tells the bank via our technology that you are in Spain, and therefore the two doesn't stack up. And this then points to further investigation or a potential fraudulent transaction. So these are two examples of digital fraud and how mobile operator data could be used to create that secure environment and to eliminate fraudulent behavior.
So, sometimes we know in technology, one door opens and one door closes. We solve one problem and then we open up another issue. And I'm thinking here, what about data privacy and the sensitivity that some people have about their data or this data? And is that a concern in this case?
Yes, of course. This is a concern for us, a concern for the industry, and this new technology and use case that is coming up. But I think it's about how we structure the processes. We have thought a lot about how to ensure that we and our partners have a legal basis for processing personal data, and that users feel comfortable about how their data is used. And typically, it is a case where, let's say, the banks will request not a set of data, but more or less a true or false information. And we then query that from the MNO's data set, and the MNO returns a false or true or false set of data to us, which we then relay back to the bank. So in our previous example, we will check, is Doug, the bank would ask, is Doug is in Spain? Mm-hmm. Then we would say true or false. So this way, the data, the personal data, is protected, and the use is limited for the scope that it was defined for.
So how do you see HGC providing solutions in this ecosystem and in this context?
Well, we are looking to enable service providers access to mobile intelligence data at scale globally. As I mentioned before, HEC has an international network. We've been in this business for many years. We've built a network, be it legacy, traditional network, and we are connected to close to 200 mobile operators. And we have the ideal platform to bring this technology at scale and at speed globally. We are starting with the MNOs that we already work with, and this includes our previous owner, Hutchison Group, and also we are adding new operator connections as and when we see opportunities to better serve the market. As to our clients, if you imagine an identity provider, again, the same example of a bank, that wants to make use of mobile intelligence data as part of its core services, they could get coverage from someone like us instead of contracting, connecting, and transacting with every single operator. We could provide this service immediately at scale and at the speed the finance industry or any other industry require. In effect, we reduce operational complexity, costs, and then we let them focus on their core competence and improving their customer experiences, basically.
So what makes you excited about mobile intelligence?
There is a real need today for protecting our online identities. We have some pieces of that jigsaw puzzle, but we feel really good about what we are taking to market. If you look at the world today, say in China, they have over 250 million daily active users, generating over 1.3 billion mobile authentication transactions per day. And that is just China. And if you take this across the world and across all countries, you're looking at a huge, a game-changing industry and an innovative technology that can really make that digital experience and the environment secure. So we believe the simplicity and utility of these MI services are very exciting and has huge potential for the whole ecosystem across the globe.
You know, while looking at your company, how do you deliver these services to your customers?
All of these services are API-based, so we have our own API platform to which we are connecting, as we speak, mobile operators that we are already working with and also new mobile operators wherever it is available. We are also enabling or helping mobile operators to get onto mobile intelligence quicker and easier. And on the other hand, on the customer front, or the user front, we are talking to enterprises, organizations, and businesses to connect via our API platform. So we keep all of our businesses across our API platform, and we use our APIs to complete this business end-to-end.
So how can mobile operators get on board with this?
Well, for mobile operator, this is quite a significant change, or at least a good step towards changing their revenue model. Traditionally, mobile operators earn from the monthly rentals or the usage of their subscribers. And today, mobile operators could monetize their data, the valuable data they hold, by potentially offering these data to not just protect their subscribers, but also to enable a secure digital environment for all of us. So mobile operators actually stand to benefit by creating a new revenue stream for them, and also get ahead in the curve of digitalization. So for all the mobile operators out there, you know, please talk to us. We will come and walk you through this process. This is an exciting piece of technology. This is tomorrow's technology. And, you know, we are excited to bring it to you and work with you to see how we can make mobile intelligence a day-to-day service.
You know, and it sounds like it's both an opportunity for the carriers, and it'll be very welcomed by the customers.
Of course, and it's actually serving a real need in the market, cybercrime, financial crimes, so on and so forth. Age verification is another big piece of work that we are doing, with gaming community increasing, and we have 4-year-olds to 35-year-olds or more playing games, and there is a need for age verification. So another product of ours is age verification, where we use the mobile operator data to help the gaming community to verify age, and all of this presents an opportunity for mobile operators, but also you know, help prevent fraud and actually satisfy a need that is already in the market.
Irfan, I want to really thank you today for joining me and getting our readers up to date on a very important topic. I think everyone really is, like I said at the beginning, everyone's really impacted by this in some way, either as an opportunity as a carrier, and the rest of us basically is something we just need and want. Which is combining mobile intelligence and creating a more secure experience and still enjoying all the conveniences that mobility provides. Where can we learn more about this topic and also HGC Global Communications?
Yes, thanks, Doug. Thanks. Thank you for inviting and giving us this opportunity. Yes, you could talk to us. You know, you could contact me. My name is Irfan Abubaid, and I'm sure you will find my details, you know, in the podcast itself. And I have a team, based around the world, and a team of specialists with a lot of experience, both on the operator side, but also on the enterprise side. So please come talk to us. We are available, and we'll take you through the technology and the process.
Fran, I want to thank you again. This has been most interesting, and I look forward to the next time we get to podcast on this topic. But for now, thank you very much.
Thank you, Doug. Thanks for having me.